Father, thank you. There's absolutely nothing that I know except what you reveal. And Lord, I just open my heart. I thank you because there is a spirit in man. It is your inspiration that gives understanding. I open my heart. I open my spirit to you. Inspire me. Breathe upon me. May I hear what you're saying and what your spirit is saying. May I hear and simply deliver, Lord, to that person, the specific word for their specific circumstance in their specific situation. A word of liberation, a word of healing, a word of deliverance. And Lord, I pray that you will confirm every word with signs following, all to the glory of your name. And I pray, Lord, what we hear, we will not forget. We will observe to do, and we will make our own way prosperous. We will be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good. Yes, yeah, still morning and broadcasting live from the city of Liverpool. 45 minutes past the hour of 11 a.m. And also, that translates to 15 minutes to noon, 12 noon. And thank you for those joining us online. I saw your comment, and I will just ask by the Spirit of God, can we pray for our sister Linda? There's a comment there, and we're going to take authority over anything the enemy is trying to do around her, to her, in her family, and to her. Whatever it is, by the Spirit of God, please let's just pray and let's lift up our sister Linda. She's online. Father, in the name of Jesus, let's just pray as led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as we pray right now, help our infirmities to pray exactly what you want us to pray. Lord, we send your word of healing. We send your word of deliverance. We send divine protection, Lord, to your daughter Linda right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you principalities, you powers, we are not ignorant of your wiles. We stop your activity in that family now. Upon our heart, upon our mind, we plead the precious blood of Jesus, the blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Whatever the enemy means for evil, in the name of Jesus, we say, God turns it around for your good, Linda. God turns it around for the good of your family. And the blood of Jesus speaks better things over your life right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone online. Thank you, my very good friend and brother, the engineer, watching all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much. Please, if you recognize anybody online, please just welcome them with us. Today, we are going and continue with part two. Please, can I have that board, please? I did say we were going to continue from where we stopped last week, and I'm just going to flow by the Spirit of God today. And I pray that the simplicity of this word, you will hear what God is saying exactly. We started last week, be strong in the Lord. Okay, be strong in the Lord. Don't just be strong, but be strong in the Lord. And where we stopped last week was something we did discuss about you and I having a radical review of me. Radical review of me. Sorry, is that you, Linda? Oh, okay. So, that's Pamela. Sorry, you both look like twins. Okay. And please let's celebrate that baby, 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 baby. Please welcome that baby into the tabernacle. Amen. Okay. Right. You have to do a radical review of me. And please, if the media team can help us and bring the slide, and just bring up that slide, the one that shows me. I think it should be slide number 6 or 5, I don't know. So please bring that up for us. and put it on the screen from the slide from last week. So what we said is, and where we stopped, was showing us a picture of me. And who is me? Please, somebody say, me is me. Okay, so we are talking about me, which is you. All right, and this is the radical review which we're going to do. We said we're going to look at this year, if you want to be strong, if I want to be strong, then I have to re-examine the people. It's like a cross. And please, if you have the picture from last week, or if you don't have the picture, you can draw another picture. Because I really, really want to give us a word that will set us free. And I'm telling you, this is a prophetic word from the Lord. This has got nothing to do with me. And I thank God it's got nothing to do with me. I'm just flowing with the Spirit. So draw a picture like that. Put yourself as a cross, but put yourself, me, in the center. You have to review me this year. Who are the people that are influencing me, speaking into my life? Who are the people at the bottom here that I am speaking into their lives? And who are the people who are negatively influencing me? And who are the people in my life that are positively influencing me? And I did tell us by the Spirit of God, please write names. Write down the names. This will set us free. I'm telling you, this will set us free. Is this Pamela? Sorry, is that Linda? Okay, Linda is here now. We just prayed for you online and offline. We downloaded her right into the church auditorium. Please, let's welcome Linda and the twins. The twins. What are their names again? Laura and Lori. Wow. LL. Double L. Laura and Lori, the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And at the end of the service, Prophet Ara will lay hands on you. And I will lay hands on you. It will be a double portion anointing to the glory of God. So Laura and Lori, are they male and female or female, female? Female, female. Okay. Female, female. Please note that. All right. Okay. So let's go. You have to radically, this may not sound like a spiritual message, but I will tie it up now, Dr. Jem, because I can see you are enjoying this message. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. That's the line of a song, by the way. I'm not going to sing that song. I won't make that mistake of last week, because you will get home now, it will be playing in your head. Okay, write the names of the people. And I gave us examples. You have to review. I will show you. Tie it up now. Who are the people speaking into your lives? Who are the people influencing you? And I gave you. Yes, I can see your hand up. Yes, your friends. Okay, your friends are either positively influencing you or this is positive, okay? Positively influencing you or negatively. So you have to write down all the names of those friends and see which one of them really encourages me, which are the ones who pull me down, which are the ones that are very good in terms of affecting me morally, who are the ones who will tell me, let's go and do mischief, let's go and ring the bell and run away, let's go and write something and put it on the teacher's table and make fun of the teacher. Let's go to the class and mess up the whole classroom. I just described who I was to you many, many, many years ago. Thank God all things have passed away. All things have become new to the glory of God. So you have to write down the names. Please, this exercise will be useless if you don't write the names. Okay? Positive influences, negative influences. And I gave us examples. If you are wondering, okay, God must be number one influence. Who's speaking into your life? The Word of God. The Aras from their video showed us about meditating. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God gave a success formula to Joshua. He told him, In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law, which simply put, the word of God, the things, the words that God spoke to Moses and told him to pass on to the children of Israel, which in our own time and age we have the privilege to read. It's called the Bible. And usually, according to Bible scholars, is the Pentateuch. That's the first five books of the Bible was written by Moses. So God was saying, don't let this book depart from your mouth. What it means is, just say whatever I say. Whatever the word of God says is what you should say. You see, yes, I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling tired. I'm all that. The word of God does not ignore the fact that you are feeling that way. But speak the word of God to how you feel. What the word of God says about how you feel. For example, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. It didn't say, let the weak deny that they are weak. By saying, in Jesus' name, I am not weak. It's my enemy that is weak. These are some religious things we say that do not hold any power. Please. I'm not trying to rattle any boat or offend anybody. But one of the things, thank you, Holy Spirit, and I think I need to address this. You will see people who send prayers, long list of prayer. The Lord will bless you. The enemy will die. These closed doors will open. This, that. And then they will end the Damola with IJMN. And you've prayed all the prayer. And the name that will validate the prayer, you abbreviated it. I said, okay, no problem. The next time the enemy comes attacking you, when the devil comes, say, IJMN, IJMN, devil, I bind you, IJMN. I bind you, IJN. The Bible says, at the mention of that name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Yeah, we're trying to abbreviate. Why are you looking at me as if you don't text prayers and put IJMN? Can somebody tell me what IJMN means? No. It can mean in Jehoshaphat, Manasseh, and Noah. In a very subtle way, the enemy is taking the name of Jesus away. Very subtle. The Bible says we should not be ignorant of the wiles of the devil. You've said all the prayer in this world, the most important part, IJMN. Next time you want to pray for your child, just lay hands. IJMN. Child, you are okay. IJMN. IJN. Please, I'm just saying this. If you are still okay with your IJMN, next time you send me a prayer, if you don't end it with IJMN. Otherwise, I will return to sender. I just needed to say that by the Spirit of God. Seriously, jokes apart. Stop it. Put the name of Jesus. This is even the shortest thing you can. They will write a list of prayer from top to the bottom. And then IJMN. The Jesus that will validate the prayer. You abbreviate. Where was I? God must be the number one influence, the word of God. Success formula, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you will meditate day and night to observe, to do it. When you meditate day and night, observe, and you do it, it says, then you shall make your way prosperous. You are the one who's responsible for making your way prosperous. God has given the key. You use the key, unlock the door. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. IJMN. IJN. Why are you not saying amen now? Okay, you get the joke. Okay, the people who influence us, God, men of God, pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, apostles, and your spouse. And then, if you are in any place, there's always something called authority. In your workplace, there's workplace authority, your manager, your boss. In the life we live on the street, we have HM. What is it? HM. Do you know what HM stands for in the UK? Her Majesty's. You are under the authority of Her Majesty. You cannot break a traffic light. If you get caught, you pay a fine. If you are meant to be isolating and you break COVID rules, Her Majesty's track and trace will track you and trace you and find you. Authority. Whether we like it or not, they speak into our lives. So your spouse will speak into your life, will affect you, whether you like it or not. So those are some things. So write names. Who are the pastors and prophets and all sorts that I listen to? And I'm telling you, Jesus has warned us of the time we're living in now. He says false prophets. But he did not just say false. He said many. Please note that word. False prophets would arise. And many will be deceived. Many. When I see such things, I am scared. Especially when it is Jesus who says so. Many means many. Which means in this time and season we're living in, we must be very discerning. There are many false prophets. They are online. And I'm telling you, prophets not just standing on pulpits, prophets on social media. They are speaking into your life. You will see people who online, I'm an expert in this, I'm the world number one, this. I wonder which standard and what measure they use. The fastest and number one speaking social media entrepreneur in the whole of the globe. And then you see, like, follow. Listen, anyone you follow, where they are going and where they end is where you are likely to end. You do not realize in a very subtle way how these things influence us. Do you know another name for such people? They are called social media influencers. Whatever influences them by default influences you. And I see people prophesying online in the name of not God, but what is known as familiar spirits. The spirit of the python, satanic, demonic manifestations, and you follow by default. Once you go on your social media, whatever they said, bang, when you open your social media page, pew, jumps at you. Unconsciously, a seed is being planted in your heart. Slowly. In my book, I got an inspiration to write, your heart is like a garden. Watch who you allow. Watch who you let plant seeds in the garden of your heart. Whatever is sown in your heart, you stand the likelihood of you bringing forth the fruit. If you keep listening to lies, you will bring forth lying fruits. The Bible says something, and please note this scripture. It works positively, it works negatively. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, after the flood, God told Noah and his family, look, I am making this declaration, making this vow, that as long as this earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. In other words, whatever is sown on this earth we bring forth a harvest. Good or bad seed? Do you remember that parable Jesus gave about while men slept? The enemy did what? Came and sowed tares in the field. The enemy is surrounding us, our children, and all that. I sound a note of warning to parents. You take your children to school, you don't pass that gate. Those of us who walk behind that gate, who are teachers, we know what your children are exposed to. We know what we are told to teach them, which mostly, and I'm telling you, are satanic. Quote me. Okay? So who are the people in my life? They are negative influences. Write their names. Who are those positive? Write their names. Okay? Who are the people I am influencing? Because at the end of the day, whoever speaks into your life, whoever is affecting you, influencing you, positive, negative, is eventually what you will be pouring out into other people. That is why, as a pastor, let me tell you the truth, I know, and I'm saying this by the Spirit of God, with every humility, with every reverence and due respect, I know I have influence over people. And God has warned me. God has taught me. I should watch what I expose myself to. Because whether you like it or not, everyone who listens to me, whatever is influencing me, I'm transferring to them. Please pray for me. Can you pray for me for 1 minute? I want to read a scripture now. Stretch your hands towards me. That's why the Bible says we should pray for those in authority. Because consequently, with that, I will live a quiet and peaceable life if they rule us well. He didn't say curse them. Because if you curse them, God will answer you. Pray. That's what he said. Please pray for me. Father, I just receive pureness of heart, clean spirit. As I open your word again, open my understanding. Open everybody. As you point to me, may I not dilute it. May I say exactly what you're saying that will set us free. Set me free. Because he that waters, waters is also watered. I know if I send and I tell people lies, I will be the first partaker. God forbid that, Lord, I open my heart and expose myself to lies and begin to lie to your people. Father, thank you. I receive these prayers to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Do you know what it says? My goodness, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Ooh, listen to this. Do you know what it says? It says, be. But before the be, please, who can tell me what they can see? Please open your Bible. What's the first word in Ephesians chapter 10? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The title of today's message, everything I was doing was just intro, is be strong in the Lord. Is it colon? The one that has two dots. My relationship and associations. What I've just showed you in that scripture, in that diagram, is to watch your relationships. Watch the associations you keep. Jesus, straight undiluted, the word of God tells us, evil communication will corrupt good manners. The manners were good, but any evil exposure to someone with good manners will corrupt them. We raise our children, we teach them the best, they go out to school, they spend 8, we drop them in the morning till 3. How many hours is that? With teachers, and some of the teachers might be filled with demons. They spend break time with some children. Some of the children might come, unfortunately, from places where they're exposed to demons. Somebody's saying, why are you talking about demons today? Let me tell you, one of the greatest lies of the enemy is to make us believe that he doesn't exist. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle, in that same Ephesians chapter 6, against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in heavenly places. I began to study the prayer life of Jesus towards the tail end of last year. For the first time in my life, I realized that almost everywhere, Mommy Sissy, that Jesus went, he cast out the devil. Or there will be a manifestation of demons without him saying anything. Oh, Jesus, we know who you are. Why did you come here? Depart from us. And Jesus said, I'm sending you into the world. Do you know what he said? Go and check his final order to us. Part of it is to cast out devils. No. Let's just stay with the word. The word will help us cast out devils. The Bible said Jesus cast out the spirits by his word. Please, let's get a proper balance. We are in a spiritual warfare constantly. Lies have been told to us, fed to us, whispered to us. Thoughts will come. Some of us will even have dreams. And in the dream, you saw innocent Samuel. And in real life, you come and fight Samuel. I saw you in my dream. You are not smiling at me, the dream. That means, Samuel, you are not thinking well about me. How far are you sure is Samuel you saw in the dream? I dreamt. It says a familiar Samuel. A familiar spirit masquerading as Samuel. I remember, let me just share this story. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One guy was telling me, I used to pastor the guy. I don't pastor him anymore. And I'm saying that with every due respect. Because one of the things I'm recognizing now is that relationship is not by force. It's by choice. If you want us to have a pastor to brother-sister relationship, then we will choose to. If you don't want to relate with me, I don't have to force it. How do I know Samuel? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever will believe will not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know that scripture at times we could interpret it? For God so loved the world. And he went about forcing Jesus on people's throat. And telling people, if you don't receive Jesus, you will go to hell. You must receive me. Who born you? No. I found out that love does not insist on his own. Okay, you want to hear the gist. So I used to pastor him until we chose not to pastor each other anymore. Let me put it that way. He told me that I will dream and I will see you in my dream. He said, you are not always smiling at me in the dream. I said, since you are always warning me, I will see you in my dream. So I want to talk to you in real life. Maybe there are some things in my life I want you to talk to me about. And blah, blah, blah. And truly, in all sincerity, I speak the truth in Christ Jesus, I lie not. You see this guy, he appears so humble. But I could see a very stubborn spirit ruining his life. He will come for counsel, come in the name of counsel, seeking for counsel, but already in his mind, he knows what he's going to do, just wants to tick the box. I went to pastor for counseling. I told pastor about my plans. Just to tick the box. I am learning something. I'm learning to be more discerning. If you come to me as a pastor, I will ask you, are you coming to inform me or coming to seek counsel? If it's to inform me, God bless you. The Lord go with you. If it's to seek counsel, let's pray together and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. But the reality is I found out that some people, I won't say most people, some people are not sincere. They know what they want to do. They just want to see if you will either validate it or, no, I spoke to pastor about it. He's aware. Please, I am not God. I am flesh and blood like you, seeking every day for God to have mercy on me and help me. But God forbid that I lead anybody astray and tell you what God is not saying. God forbid, because my judgment will be worse if I lie to you. Stubborn spirit. So we sit down, we began to talk. He will seek this. I will counsel. We will pray. He will, so humbly, like he heard everything, go and do the opposite. And then started making it look like himself and myself are tight. Do you know what tight means? I had that slang from a young person many years ago. I was wondering, what does it mean? The person said, God and I were tight. And the person did it. We're tight, God and I. We're tight. I was wondering, is it that she pays her tight? Or no, what does that mean? No, it helps me with slangs at times. I had one yesterday. It means we're close. So God and I were tight. So the guy made it look as if myself and himself were tight. We are not tight to anything. Because when I give you advice, you come, you don't do it. So stop making it look like I'm not your friend. Let me just tell you the truth. I am not your friend. We have a pastor to brother, shepherd. I hate using that word, but understand the context. Sheep, shepherd, relationship. I'm not doing friends. And God forbid that I fail to tell you the truth. Of course, you know when people don't like what you are saying anymore, the next thing is they begin to attack you. It's no problem. I recognize beyond all those attacks, it's not the person. I've learned to separate people from the demons using them. But I'll tell you the truth. The Bible also says you should identify this corner and cast them out. Cast them out. I say this jokingly, and I mean it gravely. You have a demon, we pray, we cast the demon out of you. You go back again, you embrace the demon, you come back, we cast the demon out of you. And you are so much in love with the demon, you come back again. I'm not going to cast the demon out of you. You and the demon will cast out. That's what the Bible says. Cast out the scorner, and contention and strife will cease. At times we are too nice when we are dealing with the devil. The devil is not nice. Ephesians chapter 6, finally, my brethren, what does it say? Be strong. Is the scripture on the screen, please? You can display it. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And verse 11 says what? Put on. But wait. The Holy Spirit just showed me something there. When you hear the word finally, there were some things before the finally. Let me give you an example. How many of us have been in a final year in school, in college, in primary school, university? You're in your final year. Did you just jump to your final year? Before you got to the final year, there were some things, years that went before. And those things are the prerequisite for the finally. Because in the past, I would jump to verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take on, you know, and says we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We don't do this. So I will preach Ephesians 6:10 and jump to 11. All right, let's see how we put on the whole armor of God. Yes, belt of truth. Yes, helmet of salvation. Yes. And the Holy Spirit said, before the finally, the prerequisite is from verse 1. What is in verse 1? Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your word. Number 1, verse 1. Children, what does it say? Obey your children, your in the. What's the next thing? For. This is right. And what else? Please, are we reading the same Bible? You are waiting for it to be shown. They that wait upon the Lord. He didn't say they that wait upon the screen. Open your Bible. You don't have a Bible. Who said that? In the name of Jesus, we have some Bibles in the store. I think we still have those children Bibles. I will donate one to you by virtues of the authority proffered upon me as the pastor of this church. At the end of the service, I will give you one of the children's Bible. IJMN. In Jesus' name. Thank you. When I said IJMN, he was looking at me. When I said in Jesus' name, he said amen. Thank you for getting the story. All right? I'll give you, seriously, I'm not joking. I'll give you a children's Bible. I will sign my autograph on it and give it to you. That's my New Year's present to you. And when you get to your kingdom, please remember me. Okay? Will you? Thank you, sir. Please clap for him. I love that young man's spirit. I pray you will remain hungry and thirsty after God. Amen. Before the finally, prerequisite, obey your parents in the Lord. What do we see here? Number one is parents in the Lord. Some people are having a theological debate about this. Forget it. Parents is there. But one key, Lord. The first influence should be the Lord. And those who are in the Lord that God has given maybe spiritual authority over you or parental authority. Because the next verse now talks about honor your father and mother. That's biological now. So the people who can have spiritual parental, I'm using that, borrowing that word, authority, could be pastors, evangelists, teachers, you know, and all that. But it depends on your own level of understanding. Like I said, relationship is not forced. Honestly, I tell people this, and I mean it. Do you know you can decide tomorrow? Like somebody sent me a text once. What have I not seen somewhere? From today, I am telling you, I renounce you as my pastor. You are no longer my pastor. And don't ever call me again, text me again. I'm telling you now. So let this letter of disengagement, the text, let it announce our separation. Samuel, what did the person do? He beat his wife, and I rebuked him. So he said, you are no longer my pastor. And I accepted my faith. Relationship is not by, but I told you the truth. So sad, the state of this brother today. Very sad. Very sad. The scriptures cannot be broken, people. It's either we obey what the word of God says, we enjoy the fruit, we disobey, we enjoy the consequences. I say this, and I'm saying it with every trepidation now. Please, please, I did not call myself into ministry. Let me state that at the start of this year. I'm standing here today. I did not apply to become a pastor. It's a calling. I know. I am not standing here doing what I'm doing by force. It's a calling. I know. So let me just state that. So, God, spiritual authority, parental authority. Now, if you read further, what did he say again? If you read further, he says, honor your father and your mother, verse 2, which is the first commandment with promise. Why? That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Let me tell you something, and let me say this. I'm going to say some very hard things, and I need to. I look at people who say, oh, pastor, you know, I see you as my father. I see your wife as my mommy. No problem. If you see us that way, we are happy. You know, by the grace of God, we have two biological children, and God has given us the grace to also, you know, have fatherly duties. I have so many. I love it. I just love it. Because when people tell me things like that, it means I owe you my life. But then, and I look at number two in your life. You're calling me daddy. You're calling my... By the way, let me tell you, I don't really like it. My wife too doesn't really like it being called mommy or whatever. But we understand. She told me the latest one. She said she doesn't really like people calling her Pastor Mrs. I said, well, you know, it's out of... She said, yeah, but Pastor Mrs. And I looked at it truly. What's Pastor Mrs.? I can't see it in the Bible. It's not one of the apostolic offices, you know. It's not one of the fivefold ministries. Let's have fun today, okay? Now, you call me mommy. Sorry. Do you see why I said you should pray for me? You call me daddy. You call my wife mommy. And then I'm looking at number two in your life. What's number two? Honor your father and mother. I want to see how you relate with your biological parents. Yeah, I know. You don't know my father is a drunkard. My father is stupid. My father is evil. The moment I hear you say that about your own earthly father, I know you are violating a major spiritual principle ordained by God himself. Honor your father and mother that it may be well with you. But you don't know my father. I don't need to know your father. I know the word of God. What does it mean to honor? Let me just tell you today, because the Holy Spirit told me to hammer this. Okay, let's look at this honor. If you want to know what honor is, it is a dishonor for you to go on social media and begin to abuse your biological parents. If you see this stupid man who is just a donor. That's all I see him. He's not been involved in my life. Now I'm successful. He wants to show up to reap where he didn't sow. Stupid man. If not for Daddy Solomon and his wife, Mommy Solomoness, Solomina. If not for them in my life, I won't be where I am today. Foolish man, that is dishonor. Listen, yeah, he wasn't involved, he wasn't there. But do you know that what you are today is because he wasn't there? If he was there, Daddy Solomon and Mommy Solomonia would not have been there, and you would not be here. We don't get it. God brings beauty out of ashes. Though my father and mother forsake me, God will arrange for you and bring father and mother figures into your life. But never in your life dishonor your biological parents because God said so. Because God said so. I say this, you can choose me as your pastor and tomorrow say, I don't choose you, like somebody dismissed me by text. But you never had any say in who your biological father and your biological mother will be. God chose them. God chose them. God saw your destiny. God saw your tomorrow. And he saw that, in quote, that man who will not be there. And he knows by him not being there is what will help you discover yourself, fit into your purpose in life, and be even someone tomorrow who will reach out to the fatherless because your own father wasn't there. A ministry born out of your own pain. You don't see that way. You listen to the devil and you dishonor your parents. Foolish man! Idiot! Look at that woman. I've studied people. Samuel, I'm not a fool. Call me daddy, mommy, all you want. I'm not talking to you. You know the way we roll now. I just usually like talking to somebody. That's me. So that his persona is real. Okay. But it's not him I'm talking to. I just want to feel like when I say that you are listening to me, I will mention your name. Because it helps me too. Call me all the daddy, all the mommy you want. If I see you dishonoring your father and your mother, I know it's a matter of time. You will do the same to me. So I'm not a fool. I can be a fool for Christ's sake, but not a fool in that context. What am I saying? It's a time for us to radically examine our relationship association. My time is almost up. If you read further down, you will see that Ephesians chapter 6, before the finally, from verse 1, before the finally in verse 10, was talking about associations. The Lord, parents in the Lord, and he will now say, you parents, the people you speak to, don't provoke them. That's the relationship. That's the picture. The people you have influence over. The people you can control. Don't grieve them. Don't. Let me read it to you. So that you will see that this picture, I said I will back it up with scriptures for you. Even though, you know, by the grace of God, God bless my friend Judah Cole, when he was ministering to us on the first day of the retreat, brought this alive. And the Holy Spirit told me to pause there. I began to meditate, listen, and God began to build this picture. Look at the scripture. It now says, two commandments, two promises, when you don't honor your parents. Okay, somebody, I've showed you what dishonor is. What is honor? Please, if you don't have anything good to say about your biological father or mother, even if you don't know them, please don't speak evil of them. Any negative thing you say about them, listen, this is the analogy. If I give her, am I allowed to move to this place? Because I was told there's the camera. If I give her this as a gift, we're just acting, though. I'm not giving you a gift. By the way, it's not even as fine as your phone. If I give her that gift, do you know that the way she treats the gift will be dependent on how she sees me? If she dishonors this gift, it's not the gift she's dishonoring, it's me. When you dishonor the gift of your parents because they were given to you, you didn't choose them, it's God you are dishonoring. Go and check the Bible. When a parent in the Bible curses a child, bang, it happens. I've seen it happen. That stupid man! Foolish man! Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I want to marry. I don't care what he thinks. If he lies, let him not come. When people tell me like things like that, you are playing with fire. You are playing with what? Okay, let me say it as it is. You are playing with a curse. Okay, let's look at the reverse of verse 2. Honor your father and mother so that it may be well with you and you may live long. Okay? Dishonor your father and your mother and it will not be well with you and you will not live long. I've seen people who fought their parents and they die young. I've seen people, they will want to do this, enter this venture, and they will keep on failing. Everything they do will just be cut short. They will enter a marriage, the marriage will fail. They will marry, and all sorts of things happen. It's time for us to radically review our relationships and associations. You may not like this message. I'm not preaching so you will like it. I'm not looking for like and share on social media. I don't care. Let me tell you the truth. I do not care. If it's only one person, that this message will set free, so be it. I don't need 100 likes or 1,000, 10,000 views. And they are just viewing for viewing sake. You know, some people just view and comment. Hey, great preaching. Hey, man of God. And some people, what do you mean by great preaching? And then the two people start fighting each other. They don't know each other on social media. Just fighting and cursing each other. You don't even know who you are cursing. People, I want to stop here. Next week, we'll look at our commitment. Three things the Holy Spirit spoke to me about that will help us to be strong. Strong in our commitments. Strong in our commits. What you commit to. Commitments, consistency, and consideration. Those three areas will help you to be a strong individual. Your commitments, your consistency, and your considerations. But today, I just sense this is where the Holy Spirit wants us to pray. Please, let's bow our heads to pray. Please, can you get on the keyboard, Mr. Firstborn? The anointing is on you, sir. Just play something. And God told me we must pray. Listen, must. I don't know. Holy Spirit, should I lay hands on people? Or should I not? Okay. I'm not laying hands on anybody. NHS is watching. I bind the spirit of Omicron. But listen, the Spirit of God will lay hands on your heart. Please lay hands on your own heart. Please. Lord, try me. Examine me. Are there relationships in my life? Please check the first two, God and your earthly parents. Maybe they are late. Listen, if your late parent cursed you before they died, in the name of Jesus, if you see me as a spiritual parent, I reverse that curse. And so shall it be. From today, you will begin to prosper. You begin to go forward. You will not almost get it, and it will drop. From today, you will get it, and you will move. Please pray. Holy Spirit, all over the place. Holy Spirit, what's my relationship with God? This is a good place. If you have been playing church, or you've been playing God, rededicate your life. This is a new year. This is a new beginning, a new opportunity. I just thank God my own parents are late, back to back. I never really knew they would go. But I thank God today, the day we were burying them, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. You are enjoying the fruit of your parents' labor. You will never lack people in your life because your parents were there for people. And you are towing that same example. You will never lack people. You will never lack help. You will never lack anything good in life. This was what the Holy Spirit told me the day I was burying my parents. Never! I'm not scared of anybody. Come into my life, walk away from my life. I stick to my purpose. I will teach us next week. One strong thing we must be committed to is our purpose. People will come, people will go. Purpose remains. Please, Holy Spirit, I sense healing, a lot of healing in the name of Jesus, whether you enjoyed good relationship with your parents. And if any one of them is still alive, you are not enjoying any, you are dishonoring them. Repent. Repent just means from today, I make up my mind, I will never say anything evil about my biological parents. In fact, pray for them right now. You've never prayed. You've only wished them evil in your heart, and God sees your heart. From today, just pray. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you, that you may live long. Don't put on any armor of God, finally, if you've not done verse 1 to 9. The armor will not work. Thus said the Lord. It won't work. Because you have not fulfilled what was before the finally. The devil has hidden verse 1 to 9 from us. Made us to focus, and you are wondering why you're always engaging in spiritual battles and you never win. Check verse 1 to 9, people. These are the silent chapters. Father, if I have spoken your word as you have spoken to me, if I have revealed what you've revealed to me, if you called me, oh God, and I did not call myself, I pray upon everybody here now, as they lay their hands on their hearts, let that which has been irreversible. Listen, before I pray on your heart, what God is looking for is a broken and a contrite heart. If you are genuinely repentant, not that you still have that stubbornness and you are still fighting, I cannot take this. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said to me. You don't know. Please, I beg people and I beg them in the name of the Lord, do not dishonor your parents. God chose them. But if your heart is broken and contrite, I speak to you by the Spirit of God right now. Everything that was irreversible in your life, that it was certified irreversible, certified impossible, today with God, with the word of God you've heard tonight. I mean, this time, the word that will never return to God void, without accomplishing what God has said. By reason of that word and the Spirit of God upon me, upon your hand, upon your heart, everything that was irreversible, that was hindering your progress, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Everything that was impossible in your life becomes possible with God. You are going forward. You are manifesting the glory of God on this earth. Listen, arise, and you shine. The light of the word of God has come to you. Today is your day of deliverance. Now is your acceptable time. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, listen, you receive him, and he will give you a new heart. Just receive him. Stop playing church. You will go forward. You will prosper. You will become everything God has created you to be in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands upon prospers. From today, you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Your leaves will not fail. You will bring forth your fruit in a season. Whatever you do from today, whatever you try, whatever you attempt, you will prosper. Father, thank you. I return all the glory. I return all the praise to you. Please just talk to him. Continue to talk to him. Some of us just need to engage deeper. Before the announcement comes, just continue to talk to the Lord. Please just continue to place something there by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.